the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need, which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willest, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of this program, today's special, Salamun Alaikum. Thank you very much. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Be with us because we're going to speak about hosting in the view of Islam.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day, suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you.
Today, Sunday, is the 17th of Sha'ban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter Nur, verse 27.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum hatta tasta'nisu wa tusallimu ala ahliha. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ
O you who have believed, do not enter houses other than your own houses until you ascertain welcome and greet their inhabitants. That is best for you. Perhaps you will be reminded.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In some narrations, we read that three times we must ask permission. The first time for hearing the voice of a person who asks permission. The second one is for getting ready. The third one lets the household to issue permission or not. Even some say that some time must be passed between each time of getting permission, so that if landlord has not worn a proper clothing and he is in a state that he does not like anyone to see, or sometimes room is messed up, or there are some secrets in the house that must not be discovered, he may have time to get ready. Speaking about hospitality towards guests. Surely our glorious Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him, and his pure progeny guides us towards respecting guests and being generous towards them. In this respect, he says, indeed, whoever believes that Allah is all generous, who provides for his creation and rewards those who are hospitable towards their guests, should look after his guest. Dear brothers and sisters, surely Allah will increase our provision if we welcome our guests and give them food and drink, and will reward us on the resurrection day. One should respect and welcome his guests, in particular when they are strangers or have no family or friends in that country. Allah is all generous, who loves the generous ones and dislikes those who are mean.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about the etiquettes conventions of giving ceremonies or holding ceremonies and inviting guests. At the same time, we find that according to Islamic instructions, as indicated in the Holy Quran, it's advised that guests should get permission, should seek permission of the host in order to enter his home. At the same time, we find that when people have been received and they've been provided with, for example, food and drinks, after that, after, for example, their jobs have been done, they have to get out of the home of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they're staying over there for a long time may cause some inconvenience for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the same time, we find that such standards are commonly observed, I mean, with respect to receiving guests. At the same time, I mean, yet it must be indicated that in some situations, in some contexts, some guests may want to be received, to a very high degree. That is, I mean, they might expect the host to splash everything for them.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Now, in this part, and with the continuation of today's special, we ask, how to host a guest. Before they arrive, prepare their room and prepare their sleeping space. Whether this is a guest room, your own bedroom, or even a coach, prepare the area where they will stay. Put fresh smelling bed sheets out and have an extra blanket in the room. Put a clean prayer rug out for them. If the room has women's personal clothing items, remove them if you can. Clear out a place for them to put their clothes. In addition, prepare the bedroom they will be using. Hang clean towels. Make sure there is a loofah in the bedroom and that it doesn't look disgusting. Put a small basket with simple toiletries. Put in some toothpaste, mouthwash, shampoo, and conditioner. Stock up on snacks. This is especially true if your guests have kids. But even if they don't, everyone can appreciate the snacks. Have them out in an easy-to-reach place and make sure you make it clear to your guests that the snacks are for their enjoyment.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي.
Dear brothers and sisters, on hosting the guest, we go to etiquette guide for being the ideal guest. Number one, give gifts. It is narrated that the Messenger of Allah said, exchange presents with one another. 4. They remove ill feelings from the heart. What better way to bridge the gap between relatives hundreds and thousands of miles away than to give a gift? In particular, encourage kids to give gifts to relatives of the same age and gender. This may be the springboard to developing a deep, meaningful friendship, not just the blood relationship. But these gifts should not become an excuse for extravagance or showing off, both of which are condemned by Islam.
There are so many adab, so many etiquette, so many mannerism that needs to be observed in the common courtesy of guests and being accommodating to a guest, like, for example, receiving the guests. Or, for example, when you are bidding farewell to the guest, it's mustahab when you have a guest and your guest is leaving, that you walk 40 steps, that you walk 40 steps with the guest when they are leaving. You know, you walk out towards their car, towards their place of transport, or if they're walking home or whatnot, that there is a tashir, tashirul daif, that you're walking with the guest. And we know that if you are doing a mustahab fasting and you have a guest, it's mustahab, more mustahab for you to break your fast. If you are the guest and you're invited to someone's house, it's mustahab for you as a guest to break your fast and eat with the host. You know, so these are among the important etiquette that needs to be observed for us as far as guests are concerned. We've spoken about ta'am, we've spoken about sharing food with other peoples and all of these things. But I think an important point here is that when we are accommodating and we are feeding the guest, we need to understand that al-dhayf rizquhu ma'ah. And this can be understood from many, many ahadith. One of them is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Inna al-dhayfa idha ja'a fanazala bil-qawm. When a guest comes and is with the people, ja'a bi-rizqihi ma'ahu min as-sama'. That this person brings his or her rizq with them. What does this mean? This means that when you are accommodating for a guest, don't be worried about, oh, we're going to spend money, we're going to do this, we're going to... No, it's never been the case where you have opened your doors of generosity to someone and then felt shortage when it comes to your financial needs. Because a dhaif is barakah. A dhaif will always bring a rizq, not only with them for themselves, but also for you as the host. جَاءَ بِرِزْقِهِ مَعْهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَإِذَا أَكَلَ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. And when the person eats, when the guest eats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sins of the hosts. بِنُزُولِهِ عَلَيْهِمْ, by this guest visiting them.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. We were speaking about hosting in the view of Islam. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Salam, friends. And since today is the last day of the Iranian calendar year, 1400 solar Hijri, which means that at 19 hours, 3 minutes, and 20 seconds Iran Standard Time, planet Earth will complete its yearly revolution around the sun. Let us contemplate on a supplication to the one and only God that the whole nation and millions of other people all over the world recited at that exact hour and continue to recite today on the start of the new year in Iran. O rotator of hearts and eyes, O regulator of the day and night, O transformer of state and situations, turn our state into the best of conditions.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and narration which has been transmitted to us and passed down to us from Imam Ali alayhi salam. In this tradition has been narrated in the book Al-Da'awat on the authority of one of Imam Ali's companions, a famous companion named Al-Haris Al-Hamadani, a very famous companion and friend and admirer of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Al-Haris Al-Hamadani says, "One day I went to visit the commander of the faithful at noon. Imam Ali alayhi salam asked me, 'What has brought you here? You know, have you come here for something you need from me? You have some work for me?' Imam Ali's friend said, I answered him by saying, 'By Allah, I swear to Allah, it is because I love you, because I'm fond of you, I admire you. That's why I missed you, I wanted to come and visit you. I'm not requesting anything from you or anything like that. I just was missing you and I love you, that's why I came to see you.' When Imam Ali alayhi salam heard this, he said, 'If you are truthful, you will see me at three places and at three times in three states.'" This is a very famous tradition from Imam Ali. He says that if you really love me, then you will see me, you will meet me in three places and in three times. And this is very general, and it's true for all people who love Imam Ali. These people, if they love Imam Ali, really love him, and they're truthful in their love for Imam Ali and the Ahlul Bayt, they will see them, they will meet them in three very significant and three very dangerous times when they need help from Imam Ali and the Ahlul Bayt. What are those three times? The Imam indicated these when he said, "When your soul comes to this," and then he pointed to his throat, meaning at the time of death, when the soul is exiting the body, right? This is one of those very dangerous times, you know. A lot of people lose their faith at this time, right? This is a very painful time, you know, for all human beings, right? But if we love the Ahlul Bayt, then, they come to us at this time and they can help us. The second state that he mentions is on the bridge overstretched over hell. On the bridge overstretched over hell. These are the way stations that a human being must. These are some of the way stations that a human being must pass over on his way into the hereafter, to paradise. Right. One of those is death, the time of death. Another is the bridge. Finally, the last one is not one of the way stations or of the journey in the hereafter, but at the end of the hereafter, the Imam said, "Wa in dal hoz," and at the heavenly waters, when we finally pass these very dangerous way stations and arrive, God willing, in paradise, and we come to the fountain of paradise to drink of its holy waters, we will meet Imam Ali there, inshallah, and when he gives us to drink, he will give us to drink of those waters. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the love of the family of the Prophet and Imam Ali and its effects in the hereafter, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم dear respected brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem Level 2, right?
Yes.
A series of Quran sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network and the students of Sevier International School. So, thank you so much for joining us. Alhamdulillah, we have been learning the Quran Kareem. Now, our friends here, they are able to read the Quran Kareem, and I hope that this series of sessions have been useful and beneficial for you. And we hope that you are, inshallah, able to read the Quran Kareem, right? Since we are learning step by step how to read the Quran Kareem and how to recite it fluently, right? So we were talking about stopping at the end of words in the Quran, yes? Or making a pause. And while we are reciting, for example, we go out of breath, yes? We cannot breathe anymore. We don't have enough breath, okay, to continue the ayah or continue that line or that sentence of the Quran. So in this case, what should we do?
Pause.
Surely we have to make a pause, yes? Otherwise, we cannot continue.
Yeah, we'll die.
So if we make a pause, what should we do with the word? There are many rules, yes?
Yes.
Okay, yes?
All the rules that we learn for ending... In the ending of the ayahs, we should do them there.
Yeah.
And when we start, we want to start, we should start two or one or two words before.
Like, look. Sort of like, yeah. This. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذا
Great. Look, we are now talking about how to make a pause.
Yes.
Then inshallah we'll say how to start. So, we'll talk about how to start the ayah.
Yes.
So first we are talking about how to make a pause, then okay? How to continue. Surely, if we want to start at the beginning, we start from the beginning of an ayah, yes? When we start reciting the Quran, we start from the beginning. But, so the second thing after beginning is making a pause or stopping somewhere, yes? And then the third step is how to again start reading or keep going, okay? So the first thing that we are doing is how to make a pause. Then the other one, inshallah, after we finish this kind of topics, then we will go to how to start again from the ayah, yes? Should we start from the same word? Should we start from the words previously, okay, previous words? Or should we start from the next words? Yes? What should we do? This, inshallah, will be the topics that we will be talking about them. So, in this topic about how to stop, we talked about three of them, yes? Like we talked about if the word ending with tanween or fatha, yeah, tanween or fatha.
Yes.
So tanween fatha.
Yeah, can it will be ra.
Yeah, it will be changed to alif maddi. Mashallah, like hisaban. Will be changed to hisaba fajajan.
Fajaja.
Yes. Mahdi.
Masalan.
Okay. And the words ending in ta marbuta, it will be changed to
ha
sakun. And the harakat will be changed to
sukun.
Whatever the harakat is. Yes.
Like qariya.
Qariyatan. Qariya.
Qariya.
Great. So some of the words that have other harakats, not tanwin fatha, or they are not, the letters are not ta marbuta, so all of them will be changed to
sukun
on the last letter.
Like mursalun.
Mursaluna. It's mursalun. Okay. The next was about the words ending in shadda. Yes, Mahdi? Yes. Words ending in shadda.
Sure.
It'll be just one sound of like that.
Yeah, because shadda, when we make a pause, okay, remember that qalqala, remember that the qutbijat letters are as well.
Yes.
Okay, qutbijat letters. How many qutbijat letters do we have?
Qutbijat, like eight.
Qutb jad. Qaf. Taba. Jadal. Five. Qutb jad.
Five
letters.
No.
Five letters that we produce a bouncing sound with them while they are sucking. Right? So if our word has one of the qutb jad letters, so you of course change it to sukun, the harakat to sukun. But when it's sucking, the letter becomes sucking, you don't have to forget to produce a bouncing sound. Yes? Like for example, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. It is?
Yeah.
Change the dun to sukun. أَحَد. But produce a bouncing sound.
أَحَد.
أَحَد. اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا
أَحَد.
All endings with the.
Yeah. So, or some other examples with other letters. Okay? That was about words ending in qutbijat letters. Okay? Change it to sukun. But if it was tanwin fatha, you change it to alif maddi. Okay? Yes?
Yes.
For example, it's ahadan.
Ahada.
If it was samadan, you would say?
Samada.
Okay. That was about qalqala or qalqala rule and qutbijat letters.
Qalbun bil haqq ta'allaq wa bi gharih ra'a ta'allaq yabki yas'alu khaliqahu fa'atahu al-wahyu fa'ashraq iqra iqra.
Let's recite the Quran.
Iqra. بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So if the letter is any letter other than noon or meem, not nun or mim, okay? So other letters, look, sometimes words end in nun and mim while they are mushaddad, they have tashdeed, okay? Like, for example, what? Latus'alunna. It ends with nun mushaddad. Latus'alunna. How should I do? How should I make a pause at this word?
Latus'alun.
Look, a nasal sound. Latus'alun. Just stretch the sound of n. Okay? Understood? So it is noon with tashdeed. So when noon with tashdeed we have at the end of the word, and we want to stop at that word, so you have to, what should you do?
Make a
stop search. With no harakat, okay?
Yes.
Sukun. But make a ghunna. Yeah. Make a ghunna. Ghunna means this nasal sound. Latus'alun. Say this with me. Latus'alun. No. Latus'alun. Make the N sound on noon.
Latus'alun.
No, the N sound. Latus'alun.
Latus'alun.
Lun. Okay, great. Suppose there are three noon. Three N. Latus'alun. For two beats, okay? Look for two beats. Latus'alun. Two counts.
Latus'alun.
Ah, that was great. What did he say?
Latus'alun.
Latus'alun.
Okay. So remember that if a word ends with noon and it has a tashdeed on the top of it, so you have to make a ghunna for two counts, okay? Latus'alun. The same if we have with tashdeed. With tashdeed, we have mim. Mim. Instead of noon, we have mim with tashdeed.
Latus'alun.
Suratul Naba, for example. Starts with
am.
So if you make a pause,
am.
So the same as noon, if we have mim with tashdeed at the end of a word and we want to make a pause at that word, so you have to change the harakat to sukun, of course, but try to make a ghunna sound or a nasal sound for two counts. Practice it. So the next, let's practice both sounds. Noon, the first one, noon. Oh, great. Meme, okay. It's not motorbike, okay? speed up. So, for example, the word amma yatasaalun. If you want to make a pause at the first word, someone recite this way. Look, okay, when he recites Bismillahir Rahmanir, he wants to continue the ayah, okay? But once he starts coughing, okay, he wants to cough, okay? He wants to make a pause there then. So he should say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yes? He wants to continue, but he can't because starts coughing, okay? So he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If he say amma, it's wrong.
Yeah.
If he say amma yad, it's wrong. So before he starts coughing, okay, he has to make a pause there, right, Mahdi? Yes? You are a reciter, it might happen to you, okay? Everyone practice with me. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir
Rahim.
Am.
Or for example, look at page 441 that we practiced previous sessions as well. وَضُرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا. So I want to recite, okay, but at لَهُمْ
لَهُمْ
I start coughing, okay? So وَضُرِبْ لَهُمْ. So here, if I make a pause, I change the harakat of mim to sukun, but with a nasal sound. Prolong it, yes? Okay, that was about mim with tashdeed. Okay, remember that other words, Remember that if the words, okay? If the words end in any other letter, not the noon or?
Meme.
If the words end with any other letter rather than the noon and meme, and they are mushaddad as well, they have tashdid as well, what should we do? We stop with a sukoon on both identical letters, okay? With a small, like, nabr, you say. What do you say? And kind of this way. Adu, for example.
Adu.
Like a small harakat of a.
Adu.
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 Okay, for example, the word adu ends in waw, while it has a tashdid as well and a tanween dhamma as well. So you pronounce this way, like, look, Minhal Hussein, listen to me. Adu.
Adu.
Yeah, adu. Aduwul, for example, in the Quran we have aduwul lakum. We stop this way. Look, Mahdi. Adu.
Adu.
This O sound at the end. Adu.
Adu.
Ahsan. Adu.
Adu.
A sound at the end. No Hamza sound.
Adu. Adu.
Ahsan. So that is the way we end or make a pause at the words ending in other letters rather than noon mushaddad or meem mushaddad. Understood?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, recite a salawat. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala rasulillah wa alihi al-athhar ala so much for being with us. Inshallah, I hope these sessions were beneficial for you. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International School Network and the students, yes, Muhammad Hadi, Sayyid Muhammad Hadi, Naghavi, Mahdi Al Husseinine,
especially grade 6 and grade 5.
Yeah. Minhal Hussein Nasir and
Sayyid
Muhammad Yahya Jafari and Habibullah Fasihizada, by the way. Thanks so much. God bless you, inshallah. See you in the next sessions.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد إلهي لو أردت هواني لم تهدني ولو أردت فضيحتي لم تعافني إلهي ما أظنك تردني في حاجة قد أفنيت عمري في طلبها منك.
Brothers and sisters, we reached this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya. إلهي لو أردت هواني لم تهدني. My Lord, had you wanted to humiliate me, you would not have guided me to you. ولو أردت فضيحتي لم تعافني. Had you decided to humiliate me, you would not have excused me. إلهي ما أظنك تردني في حاجة قد أفنيت عمري في طلبها منك. My Lord, I do not expect you to reject my request that I spent my whole lifetime asking for it from you. Dear listeners, recognizing how the Almighty Allah loves and how He turns to His creatures and His servants is not that difficult. We can clearly understand that through the different signs of Almighty Allah's mercy regarding the servants. Imam alayhi salam wants to make us more aware of this fact that Almighty Allah is always caring about His servants. That is why he says, لو أردت هواني لم تهدني. My Lord, had you wanted to humiliate me, you would have not guided me. Imam alayhi salam is teaching us that even this fact that we are standing before our Lord is a blessing that needs a gratitude. So many servants across the world are not even aware of this Almighty Allah. They are not aware of their creator. They don't even recognize that there is an absolute cause in this universe. But Imam alayhi salam is saying, لو أردت هواني لم تهدني. You have guided me to you, and this is a sign that you do not want to humiliate me. I am your servant, and I am confessing to my sins, and I know you do not want to humiliate me. ولو أردت فضيحتي لم تعافني. Had you decided to humiliate me, you would not have excused me.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Brothers and sisters, you see how important entertaining a good opinion of Almighty Allah is. Throughout this whispered prayer, we have emphasized on this entertaining a good opinion of Allah. According to a divine narration, I am as my servant thinks of me, so let him not think but good of me. So Imam Alayhi Salam is teaching us that by signs of Almighty Allah's mercy, you can always stay hopeful, because the Almighty Allah does not want to humiliate us. And how we can understand that? By the fact that we are guided, by the fact that we are standing before our Lord, and by the fact that Almighty Allah has promised to accept our excuses on the condition that we truly repent. Anyway, this part of the whispered prayer moves on. إِلَهِ مَا أَظُنُّكَ تَرُدَّنِي فِي حَاجَةٍ قَدْ أَفْنَيْتُ عُمْرِي فِي طَلَبِهَا مِنْكَ. My Lord, I do not expect you to reject my request that I have spent my entire lifetime asking for it from you. This is so important to be aware of. This is another aspect of that recognition of the Almighty Allah we first talked about. It is narrated from Imam Ridha alayhi salam saying, أحسن الظن بالله فإن الله عز وجل يقول أنا عند ظن عبدي المؤمن إن خيرا فخير وإن شرا فشر. Entertain a good opinion of Almighty Allah, because Allah says, if my servant thinks good of me, I am good, and if he thinks bad of me, I will be bad to him. There is also another tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that is worth mentioning. A servant continues to be in the state of blessing, hope, and mercy of Allah, the Almighty, the Majestic, so long as he does not make haste and does not despair and does not discard prayer. He was asked, how does one make haste? And Imam alayhi salam replied by saying, I have been praying to Allah since such and such time, but I do not see the response. Brothers and sisters, this fact that we do not see the response of the Almighty Allah does not necessarily mean that Almighty Allah is not aware of us, that Almighty Allah does not want to grant our wishes. What He has asked from us is to entertain a good opinion of Him, to have husnul dhanni billah, and act upon that. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sha'ban b'jamalak jalalak zahawban wal'alam yigillak ahibak ya Sha'ban. شعبان بجمالك جلالك زغوبان
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زغوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان
والعالم يقلك يا حبيب
شعبان بجمالك
شعبان
جلالك
شعبان.
احبك يا شعبان يا شعبان احبك يا شعبان
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Allah, 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 Allah.
اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند اون ذکر خدا ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware. The hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Revolution depends upon spirituality and God's assistance. Imam Khomeini, the late founder of the Islamic Republic, stressed on spiritual perspectives of the Islamic Revolution. Imam Khomeini, once in a historic message in October 15, 1981, said as following, "Our revolution depends upon spirituality and God, and those who are in agreement with us are those who agree with the line of monotheism. We should not forget the spiritual side for which we made such a revolution. We should not neglect that spiritual side, for in spite of all our incompetence in propaganda and publicity, still the people of the world understand our revolution, and it is the line of spirituality which oppressors and power wielders are against."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the New Year. As we know that the Iranic New Year is known as Nowruz, and in their culture they celebrate it. Therefore, when we look at the speeches of Imam Khomeini and his lifestyle, we also see that the great Imam used to regularly give congratulations on the occasions of the New Year, and he used to issue the special advices on how to handle the country's affairs and matters. And this is very important because it is the sign that Islam, because Imam was a jurist, Islam pays importance to the cultures as well, to the cultural events as well. It is not that Islam comes and it talks about its own events, but the cultural events that the people they do have in their own culture, all Islam also pays importance to them.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
We can see that Imam Khomeini put emphasizes on reciting the special supplications and seeking God Almighty's assistance to overcome the material and spiritual troubles during the lifetime and the world hereafter. So this is very important that when Imam Khomeini is emphasizing on such thing, it means that